This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome in, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for enjoying Rangers baseball with us throughout the afternoon. And once again, we get the honor of taking over after an electrifying victory in dramatic comeback fashion. So thanks to the Rangers for that. That was it was needed, and it was a well-earned win. And you're now 23-25 instead of 22-26, which is where I thought they were going to be about 45 minutes ago, Walchuk.
Yep. Still not sure they're a very good baseball team, but we're going to take this right now. All right, you got a series victory in Colorado. It certainly was fun. Thank goodness we had a catcher's interference to talk about. Still going to need Jerry to explain that one. I have no idea what it is, and you had a fastball. That catcher pooped his pants, much like Nate Diaz and myself did. But, hey, Rangers victory, we're celebrating on a hump day.
And I'm with you. I don't think they're good. I think they're probably very average. But right now they're in second place, just a game behind the A's. And I feel like their rotation is very good.
Yep.
And their bullpen is very good. So if you can add two bats to this as the deadline approaches, which is still a long way away, we need to tread water between now and then to get Ray back in the fight.
Right. And then maybe Justin Foscue's found something. I mean, he just had a really strong series. Can he carry that over into Anaheim? He's going to need to. But Justin Foscue, 3-for-5 on the day. He had that 3-for-3 night. I mean, yesterday was outstanding. Ezekiel Durant's been hot. Berger gets it done again. Josh Young with the game-winning hit. So you've got certain pieces in your lineup. If you get Brandon Nimmo back to where he was at the beginning of the season, maybe this offense could go ahead and get on an upswing here with an easier schedule.
Maybe last night was a turning point as they became the final team in the big leagues to have a 10-run game.
Gosh, they were the final team?
Yeah.
I guess that shouldn't be a surprise, but wow, that's embarrassing.
Kamar Rocker got the opener treatment, paid off in a big way. He went 7 2/3.
Boom.
In relief. And, they just looked at it and said, let's be honest. When he goes on the road, first inning is a disaster.
Yep.
So let's take away the first inning and see what happens. And it was freaking magical for Kamar last night. So that was amazing. But then, today's game, it didn't start well. If you were tuned in, Leiter didn't have his best stuff. They were down 1-0. They were stranding runners again. Yep. And I'm sitting there going, do I got to get ready for another shutout? Is that what we're going to do here? But then Duran and Berger go back-to-back. Bottom of four. Rockies threatening. Jake Berger ends the inning with maybe the defensive play of his Rangers career, diving to his right, snagged it, saved two runs right there. So he scored two, he saved two. And then you get to the ninth, and it's frustrating because the Sands was noting in the broadcast the Rangers were out hitting and had more runs than the Rockies, but they were down 4-3. And the baseball gods actually said, you know what, forget this. We had a catcher's interference to get Peterson on. You had an infield single and a pass ball. And I think a walk mixed in there and a regular single. And the next thing you know, the Rangers are up 5-4. That's your final score. And up next is going to be the Angels on Friday with DeGrom against Grayson Rodriguez. And the Angels are in action the next two nights against the A's, by the way. So you got some pretty good scoreboard watching, or maybe if you got the satellite package or you're pirating or whatever it might be, you can tune in and watch the Angels and the A's play here next couple of nights. You're going to hate watch the A's. Angels are bad.
They are bad. And then they started the season off really nicely, but I think they've kind of found themselves back where they usually are, which is amongst the dumpster of Major League Baseball. But it was, I mean, Brett Sullivan just really, really struggled there. And we did get good news on Mackenzie Gore. He said it was just a cramp, so he's hopeful he can start on Sunday. And then maybe Wyatt Langford, we get positive news on him. He could be hitting by the end of the week again.
Okay, the big news other than the Rangers game today was the Mavs presser.
Yeah.
And GM Mike Schmidt is going to join the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow morning at 10:20. So we're very much looking forward to getting his thoughts, getting to know Mike Schmitz. But the biggest thing was he said every decision we're going to make here is going to be future-based. We're looking at the future. We have a 19-year-old on this team that can take us somewhere great. We have to think that way. So people were immediately starting to think, does that mean fire sale? Are we moving Gafford and everybody? You know, everybody's got to go. PJ, Najee, Kyrie, obviously. But then... little water. Masai was asked about Kyrie Irving specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Kevin Durant once told me there's only one Kyrie Irving walking around in the world. I think we have to figure out a way how Kyrie fits with our program. I've had those conversations with Kyrie up till yesterday, and I think Kyrie will fit. There's a huge curiosity in our minds to see how Kyrie fits playing with Cooper Flagg. And I think we owe this organization that.
Right.
So that's awesome. I don't think he's going to trade Kyrie before we get to see what Kyrie and this group is going to look like.
And I hope not, right? Because I'm excited about seeing Kyrie with Cooper Flagg. I think that that's a perfect blend of you've got your veteran you've seen him mature since he's been in Dallas. He's been nothing but awesome here in the Dallas community and on the basketball court. So I'd love to, I think he's a perfect player to pair with Cooper Flagg. Now, we'll see how he is physically post-injury, yeah. Right? Is he able to get back to the type of Kyrie that we loved? Maybe not. I mean, maybe Father Time gets the best of everybody. But I think that the smart thing to do is just let this play out, and then worst case scenario, maybe you aren't very good and you get an offer that you really like by the deadline, or maybe this thing really starts to gel and you can end up being competing sooner than you think with Flagg and Kyrie and build around them.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.